What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me. I have a new time, a new hour that I'll be going live consistently throughout the remainder of my life. Possibly. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm going to try going at this time every single day, Monday through Friday, every single day for as long as I can. So thank you, everybody, for being with me. Please do me a favor. Like, follow, subscribe, share this out. Are crazy times. We are living in crazy times. Yes, we are. So guess what? We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. Awesome. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Now, I'm pretty sure, maybe, you know, I say that all the time, pretty sure. I always have this impression that people already know what I know. But there's a lot of people that don't know. There's been document leaks. Now, and I talked about this briefly last night on my Facebook, just doing a short video last night. Actually, I was on YouTube and Rumble as well. Now I think about it. So busy. But anyways, I briefly last night talked about how the leaks that are coming out of the Pentagon. But today, there's actually been more leaks. There's been more leaks. Come to find out, Joe Biden, the Biden regime, was actually working with the DOJ before they raided Mar-a-Lago. And those documents got leaked that they were doing it. Why would they leave a paper trail on that? And then you had Karine Jean-Pierre, I never forget it, Karine Jean-Pierre literally lying to everybody, saying that, you know, the Biden regime didn't know anything about it. We found out it like you did. We didn't know that the FBI was going to raid them, like the FBI had this ongoing investigation into President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The leaked documents show that they were lying. She was lying, which is nothing new. We all know that they've been lying. We all know that Karine Jean-Pierre, every single time she gets behind a podium, people can't even stand watching her because they know that she's going to lie. She doesn't do anything else but lie. That's her MO. I think Jen Psaki was like, you know, don't worry about it. Just go out there. If you don't know the answer to something, just lie to them. Just lie to them as much as possible. And because, you know, and then if they go back and they find out that you're lying, you just move on. You just move on and say, well, we're not going to talk about this behind this podium. We're not going to talk about this. We're not going to talk about that. There's an ongoing investigation. Just tell them there's an ongoing investigation. Well, we're looking into it. Every single time. So picture this. They raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Right? The first time the FBI showed up to Mar-a-Lago, President Trump was there. President Trump said, go ahead, take whatever it is that you want. And the FBI said, okay, everything is in order, Mr. President. Donald J. Trump. Everything is in order. We just make a request that you put, you know, more security on the door, put an extra padlock or something on the door. President Trump said, okay, fine, I can do that. Whatever. President Trump again, is there anything else y'all want to take with you? No, no, Mr. President, we got everything. You're completely fine, Mr. President. Everything is in order. There's nothing out of ordinary here. We know what docs you have here in the closet, Mr. President. Okay, the FBI leaves. The Biden regime working with the DOJ to raid President Trump's home, and then all of a sudden they're raiding his home looking for docs that President Trump is not giving up. You even have Barr, crooked as he is, saying, well, President Trump was holding back documents. He was holding back these documents, which was a total lie. President Trump was never holding back documents. He told them to take whatever it is that they want. But see, they're counting on you and I not to remember. That's what they're counting on. So now, the docs that came out about Biden working with the DOJ, raiding Mar-a-Lago. And remember, I told y'all, Karine Jean-Pierre was saying, oh, we didn't know anything about it. We didn't know we did not know that they were going to do this. Well, guess what? Look at this. This is out fresh, hot off the video press, hot off the video press. Listen to this. This is what Peter Doocy. Peter Doocy, of course, Peter Doocy, back in the day, he was asking her about what did they know about the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. This is so good. This is so good. I mean, it really is.
When it comes to this search warrant, they're hardly saying anything.
Do you approve of that FBI structuring, President Biden?
President Biden is leaving talk about Trump up to the communications team.
The president and the White House learned about this FBI search from public reports. We learned just like the American public did yesterday.
Among Republicans, not everyone wants to weigh in.
Wait a minute. So y'all heard what she just said, that they all learn secondhand. But they gave the order to do it. And they pushed it down to the DOJ. Then the DOJ pushed it down to the FBI, because y'all remember, not a couple of weeks ago, the FBI was saying, we don't want to do this. We don't want to raid Mar-a-Lago. We've already been there. We know what he has. And the DOJ said, nope, you still go in. You still do it.
What is your reaction to the FBI raid yesterday?
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
And Mitch McConnell is such a weasel. This dude is such a weasel. I don't want to talk about anything with Trump. I want to talk about the weather. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the storm. I want to talk about the flood. I want to talk about anything other than what's actually affecting and harming the American people. I don't want to talk about that. No, let's talk about something else.
But others are promising probes. Republican Senator Rick Scott writes, when Republicans retake the majority in the Senate, there will be a thorough and aggressive investigation. Everything needs to be on the table for AG Garland, including impeachment. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Garland and Justice Department employees have been promised independence from this president.
Your loyalty is not to me. It's to the law, the Constitution, the people of this nation, to guarantee justice.
Dude is straight up lying. He is straight up lying. This dude talking about the rule of law, the Constitution, they want to demolish the Constitution. Straight up, they want to demolish the Constitution. Everyone sees it.
But even some Democrats are calling for an explanation. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tweets, DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigations. Republicans say they're worried Biden is weaponizing the Justice Department against political opponents, though Biden himself has said he would welcome facing Trump again in 2024.
I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me.
Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Yes. The short answer is yes. So let's listen to what she has to say, because now the leaked document coming out straight up shows that the Biden regime was working with the DOJ weaponized against their political opponent, Donald J. Trump.
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law.
I thought that was a yes or no question. The White House doesn't see it that way. I also tried to get to the heart of this matter, the accusation by congressional Republicans that this White House is weaponizing the Justice Department against political opponents. But the press secretary declined to tell me whether or not they consider Donald Trump a Joe Biden political opponent.
Of course not. But then you have Alvin Bragg.
Well, first, Will, let's bring up the article.
Okay, yeah,
let's breaking bring this up. Today. So today this came out, breaking: Biden White House directly coordinated with the FBI to set up Trump raid, according to the new docs. That is what you were just talking about. It says, as reported by America First Legal, a judicial watchdog, records obtained from our investigation into the circumstances surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid further confirm that the FBI obtained access to these records through a special access request from who, Will? From the Biden White House on behalf of the DOJ. They were lying when they said they didn't know everything. Yep. It says, it appears that the Biden White House and the DOJ coordinated to obtain the Trump records and perhaps create a pretext for the law enforcement raid by way of special access request. So when Jean-Pierre got up there to that podium, she was 100% lying.
She was lying. she was lying. Or maybe they didn't tell her the information. Is it possible that they didn't tell her the information?
No,
you know, to keep her, to keep her ignorant, to keep her, you know,
well,
to keep her.
I mean, they asked Biden too. They asked Biden too, and he said he didn't know anything about it. He found out from the media as well. So
are we to believe that someone, that there's an organization within inside of the Biden regime, the Biden camp, that's actually working and doing stuff without his acknowledgement? Can we say that's possible then? Because if Biden is acting ignorant to the fact that this took place, what else could it be?
Will, do you really think he was ignorant?
I don't. I'm just, okay. Look, I'm just saying. And you know what, Joe Biden, he is a complete
idiot. Are you trying to give him the benefit of the doubt? What's happening here?
Well, there has to be an answer to it, right? There has to be
an answer.
I believe they lied.
That's 100% the answer. I believe
Joe Biden 100% lied and had everyone believing that they didn't know anything about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But now there's leaked documents that actually show that they did know, that they actually pushed for it. Now, did Joe Biden actually sign off on it himself? I don't know. I don't know if Joe Biden actually signed off on himself, but you can't tell me. Just like
Russia.
When they were going after candidate Trump at the time, you cannot tell me that the Obama administration did not know about it. You can't tell me they didn't know about it. It's 100% they knew about it. The Obama administration knew that the FBI was investigating on a candidate that was running for political office. You can't tell me it didn't know.
Russia.
Right there. You can't tell me it didn't happen. So now here we are with the DOJ secretary taking on questions about this whole other leak. So think about this. You had the leak from the FBI, right? The leak, or not the from the FBI. You had the leak about Joe Biden having these docs, right? You had the leak about that because they were like, why? Because I was asking the question, why are they leaking this information? Y'all remember that, right? Somebody was leaking information that Joe Biden had these highly classified documents at his home in Chinatown at the Biden-Pence Center, right? Right. And they were asking, how did this information get in leaked? Someone with inside of the Biden regime is leaking this information, straight up leaking it. And then they had the leak for this from the Pentagon. And now today there's a leak that Joe Biden knew about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. This administration is leaking every which way. And I'm gonna tell you this. I'm thankful to these people that's leaking this information. Why? Because they're leaking the truth. I actually had some people saying that, well, you know, they're leaking the information, but they're changing the information. The whole purpose of leaking documents that you could go to prison for is to leak the truth. You don't leak documents, modify those documents just to push a narrative. You don't do that. You go to jail for either way. If you get a document, then you change it up and then you put it out on social media, they'll send you to jail. They will send you to jail. So I don't think someone's going to, it doesn't even benefit them to leak documents and change it up. So as I was telling y'all, someone in Biden's camp leaked the fact that Joe Biden had these documents for 30 plus years. And then they leaked the documents from the Pentagon. Right. And all these and more of these documents coming out. They released them on Discord. And now today there's leaked documents showing that Joe Biden, the Democrats, the Biden regime work with the DOJ and the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago. You talk about corruption at the highest level. That's what we're seeing right now in the federal government. Now, here's a press conference today, and this press conference wasn't even really truly about the documents because I tuned in just to see what they were going to say. About the documents, because I'm thinking, okay, well, this is really damaging to the Pentagon. You have the DOJ secretary, you have the Secretary of State showing up, and they're going to be talking about these documents. They're going to talk about the leak out of the Pentagon, but they were talking about other stuff that had nothing to do with it until he brings it up. Austin, DOJ Secretary Austin brings it up And then a reporter asked him questions because he's leaving out details that they want to know. But listen to this.
But first, let me just say a few words about the story that I know many of you are tracking. I was first briefed on the reports of unauthorized disclosure of sensitive and classified material on the morning of April 6th. And since then, I've been convening senior department leaders daily on our response, and I've directed an urgent cross-department effort. And we've referred the matter to the Department of Justice, which has opened a criminal investigation.
So they open up a criminal investigation. Now, I want y'all to keep thinking about this while this is playing, because there's a little bit more to this. They open up an investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline as well. Do you remember that? Or have we forgotten? They open up an investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline to figure out who blew it up. Who did it? Have you heard anything about that? While they're opening up investigations.
Now, I can't say much more while the Justice Department's investigation is ongoing, but we take this very seriously. And we will continue to work closely with our outstanding allies and partners. And nothing will ever stop us from keeping America secure. Now, let me turn to today's important discussions. We've come together at an historic moment in our alliance. For more than seven decades, U.S. and Philippine forces have trained and fought alongside each other. And today, we're building on those bonds to bring greater security.
You hear that? So I asked the question again. What about the Nord Stream pipeline? And then he's wanting to everyone to believe that they're trying to do everything to keep America safe and secure. That is a total lie as well, because if that was the case, they wouldn't allow terrorists to come across our southern border and just walk on in. They would prevent all the fentanyl coming across the border and killing American people. If the DOJ truly wanted to stop people from coming into the country and harming us, they would do an investigation about these Antifa terrorists coming into the country, from other countries and from out of state to Georgia, attacking a local state government facility. But they don't talk about that. It's like there's nothing going on about that. There's no investigation, nothing. You're talking about people coming from outside the country attacking a local state government facility. And there's nothing to be said about it. What am I missing here? What am I missing? Here's another one where, this video here, this is on Fox News, where they left out, not Fox News, but of course, the DOJ and the FBI and the rest of them, they're leaving out key details. They're leaving out information that the American people should be aware of. And again, John Kirby was literally saying that they don't want anyone talking about this story because it's damaging and it's highly embarrassing to the Biden regime, to the Democrats, and to the DOJ, and to the Pentagon.
Live at the Pentagon this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dana. The revelations have sent shockwaves through the Pentagon and the national security establishment, and sources tell me could be worse than the Edward Snowden leak because of the real-time effect on allies, their trust, and the war in Ukraine. Fox News has agreed, along with other news organizations, not to publish the leaked, highly classified documents, which were discovered last week. Details about the scope and scale of the leak remain sparse.
We don't know who's responsible for this, and we don't know if they have more that they intend to post. So we're watching this and monitoring it as best we can. But the truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know. And is that a matter of concern to us? You're darn right it is.
So they don't know. They don't know. So it's like, is it a matter of concern to us? Oh, yeah, it's concern because it's embarrassing. They're concerned about it because it's embarrassing. Go ahead, get him off the screen. Get him off the screen. It's embarrassing to them. So at this press conference that they had earlier today, Right? Because, again, I tuned in because I'm like, okay, they're getting ready to talk. Even on Fox News, they were assuming that they were going to talk about these highly classified documents, and this whole thing should have been about that. But they're talking about other stuff. I'm like, okay, who cares? The United States of America right now has been compromised. They know it's been compromised, and they don't care. They really don't care. So let me share this one with you. Here, let's go to this next clip here. Let's go to the next clip, because this is what DOJ Secretary Austin taking a question from a reporter about when he knew about these documents. When did he know? When did he know? Right? That's what we want to know. When did he know? And last night when I talked about it, they actually mentioned that these documents came out in early March. But come to find out, it was at the end of February. So they said early March. Actually, they meant February. You can't make it up.
Thanks, Andrea. Now, the documents that that we are aware of are dated the 28th of February, 1st of March. I don't know if there are other documents that have been online before. These are things that we will find out as we continue to investigate. But the documents that we are focused on thus far, 28th of February and the 1st of March. Again, we will continue to investigate and try to determine the full.
The question is if he's over, right? He's over the Pentagon, right? This is my understanding. He's over the Pentagon. How is it that these documents have been out for months now, basically, and he didn't know? He didn't know? They put him out on Discord beginning of March, February, end of February, and he did not know. But they know when they put him out there. These are more leaked documents. And think about this. All of these leaked documents are happening under the Biden regime. So it tells me that there's good men and women still within inside of the federal government that's actually trying to push the truth out there. This is a good thing.
Full scope of the activity. Well, there were somewhere in the web, and where exactly and who had access at that point, we don't know. We simply don't know at this point. So, and again, I won't speculate, Andrea. I will tell you that we take this very seriously, and we will continue to investigate and turn over every rock until we find the source of this and the extent of it.
Right. Like we're going to, you know, like the Nord Stream pipeline, we take this very seriously. We're going to find the source of this. Whoever did this, we're going to find out who did it. We're going to find out who did it. But in this case, they probably will. In this case, they probably actually will look into the actual source. How did this information get leaked? How did they come out? And again, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that these documents are on a highly classified tablet. That you have to go into a room and have access to read it on this tablet. And they're saying that, oh, well, maybe it was hacked from external, but you can't access it unless you go in and look at it on this tablet. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. This is crazy. So I want to talk about another story. So Attorney General Alvin Bragg out of New York is suing Jim Jordan. Have y'all heard about this? So think about this. Alvin Bragg is going after President Trump over a fraudulent case, something that died 7 years ago. Oh, we'll just drum it up, we'll just bring it up and go after him all over again. Total fabrication and total of him misusing the law for his own political and own sinister means. So now he's decided to sue Jim Jordan and saying that Jim Jordan is actually interfering with the case. Well, guess who's interfering with the 2024? Let's put this article up on the screen. Look at this. Madden, what is it?
Yep, this is breaking today. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
I can't see it.
Sues Rep Jim Jordan over Trump indictment subpoenas. This is breaking today. He is alleging that the Republican lawmaker is trying to wage a campaign of intimidation over his prosecution of former President Donald Trump. In his lawsuit, the Democratic DA said he's taking legal action in response to an unprecedentedly brazen an unconstitutional attack by members of Congress on ongoing New York State criminal prosecution and investigation of former President Trump. Bragg is asking a judge to invalidate subpoenas that Jordan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has or plans to issue as a part of an investigation of Bragg's handling of the Trump case. Chairman Jordan's subpoena, he said, is an unconstitutional attempt to undermine an ongoing New York felony and criminal prosecution and investigation. As our complaint details, this is an unprecedented, illegitimate interference by Congress that lacks any legal merit and defies basic principles of federalism.
Wow.
Will, you brought up a really good point earlier today, and I just want to point out that it's very constitutional. This Bragg used federal funds, admitted that he used federal funds in order to do this investigation. Therefore, he is accountable to the federal government for what he is doing.
He's totally open to the federal government doing an investigation by them using federal dollars to go after a political opponent that they don't like. So it's completely open.
With a presidential campaign. They didn't do this until he launched his campaign, and they're doing it on purpose. Right? And like you said, Will, where's Trump's rights? This is past the statutory limit. This should not be prosecuted at this point. And then he said that they had new information, which is exactly what Jim Jordan was questioning. He's like, okay, what's that new information? And basically Bragg said, well, we don't have to tell you what that is.
The law says we don't have to tell you. Yes, you do, because the defense lawyer has every right to see what you're trying to come after their client for. They have every right. So they're purposely going to make up something, or they're purposely holding back something that they believe could be damaging. But if there was something there, Shannon, they would let the world know. If there was the smoking gun, they would let the world know. You know that? They wouldn't even be hiding it. There would be nothing for them to hold back, for them letting the world know, say, oh, look, we got him. Look what President Trump did, everybody. Look what he did. We have him right now. It's disgusting what they're doing. It's 100% disgusting. Okay, so I saw one person say a comment on Facebook, and they were saying that the stars is turned off for them. Now, I saw one other person that sent us and blessed us with the stars. I think you can see it on your end, right, Shannon? When people I see Rocky. Rocky sent some stars. Thank you so much, Rocky. Rocky says, thank you, Will. Facebook didn't notify me of your live. Not surprised. Do me a favor, Rocky, if you're still on here and you're watching, do me a favor. Can you go to my page on Facebook and just verify that you have it set up?
Cindy just sent 50 cents.
Yep.
So.
Cindy sent 50 stars. Thank you so much, Cindy. I really do appreciate it.
So it's working for her. Maybe it's just not working for certain people. But you know what? That's what they do. Right?
Yeah. I think maybe they're not allowing certain people and to be able to send stars.
But listen, people need to know. You can support Will by going to uniteamericafirst.com/donate. There you'll find many ways to donate, whether it's Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Stripe,
Pauline just did a stars 50 too.
50 stars, yeah.
Thank you, Pauline.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
But yeah, seriously, everybody, if you want to support me to continue to doing this, to keep the lights on, to keep bringing information, you know, to bring a point of view that the mainstream media is not going to do, to bring a point of view that you agree with, a point of view that you see, and I'm just basically confirming it for you, I need your support. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donation.
Yeah, and I have it pulled up on my screen.
UniteAmericaFirst.com/donation. And we have different ways you can support me. There's multiple ways on there. However you want to do it, it's at your discretion. You go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/donation and you can support me if you choose to. If you don't want to, because I know a lot of people say, well, I'm strapped right now, I can't, you know, certain situations, I completely get it. Hit the share button. hit the share button. Hitting the share button does a lot. Please hit the share button. Hit the share button. Okay, we are at that point right now where I want to, where we have to kind of flip it over here. But before we do, way before you kill it over there, I want everyone to see this. Let's do split screen here. We're at the point where I'm going to flip it over here to my Rumble only. So if you're watching right now and you're on Facebook and you're on YouTube, did we get any super chats by chance on YouTube? Did we get any super chats? If you go to YouTube, I have my phone here. I don't see it here, but you should be able to.
We got a member.
Oh, okay. Who's a
Patriot Force USA.
Awesome.
Became a member for 5 months.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you so much. You know what? You can become a member. And I'm gonna suggest it out there right now. I'm gonna ask everyone, if you're a member on YouTube, I'm gonna ask you, please join me on Rumble and become a member on my Rumble channel instead. Okay? Because YouTube, I think YouTube is almost, it's almost like YouTube is doing like Bud Light. They're kind of like shooting themselves in the foot. The left foot, right? They're lefties and they're shooting themselves in the left foot. So I think they're kind of doing that. So I'm going to ask everybody that's on YouTube that, because Facebook won't, for some reason, Facebook, it is there. Like here, let me show you. See, like, I don't know how well you can see this, but if I go here on my Facebook page down here, you know, where you can have the options where you can at the bottom here on the screen. On the bottom of the screen where you can have the little emojis and you can hit the little text box. Well, right next to the emojis on mine, there's this little subscribe button for people to subscribe to my Facebook page. But they don't allow you to see it because they don't want you to subscribe to my Facebook page. I've even talked to them and say, hey, how come I can see this, but no one else can see this? And they said, well, we can see it. We just don't want anybody else to see it. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. They don't say it verbatim like that. But when people try to go to the link, it just says page cannot be found.
And also people need to know that you're going to start being more consistent about going at 7
p.m. Monday through Friday.
Central time.
Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. So then that way, if they don't, you can just set the notification on your phone, right? Like I used to do, tell people, set a notification on your phone for 7 p.m. Central for me to bring the news to you. Okay, let's make this full screen real quick. Let's make it full screen. Let's bring that full screen, the rumble there. Let's make that full screen. And while people go over there, because I want everyone to go over there, let's go ahead and do it. Bring it over. Make that. Okay, so join me over on Rumble right now.
I put the link in the chat, too.
You put the link in the chat as well? Okay, join me over on my Rumble right now. And you see it, rumble.com/C for channel. / Will Johnson. Or just go to Rumble and type Will Johnson and you'll see the live feed. Or you can go to my website, which is www.uaf.media, and just scroll down and select Rumble. I made it easy. I made it easy for you. Okay. I made it really easy. Okay. We're going to end it here on Facebook and YouTube. So please, please come on over. While you're over on Rumble, subscribe. Wait a minute. Did you end it on Facebook already?
Not yet.
Can we list the people? Can I say thank you to the people that sent those stars on Facebook? Because I know there's probably still, I'm hoping it's still on here. You know how to get to that section, right? Yes. Okay. Let's go there. I just want to say thank you to the people who blessed me with the stars, because I did catch a couple of them, but a lot of times I end up missing them. But there's a new way to do it. See, Pauline was the last one, I think. So I think we had a couple before that. You able to get to it? You know how to get to it? You know how to get to it? Go to the wall cam. See, a lot of times I do this by myself. So it's actually right here. Okay. Yeah, this is new. Yep, this is new. So that's why you probably didn't know.
Okay, so yeah, we have Charlene. Thank you very much, Pauline, Cindy, Rocky, and Phyllis.
Awesome. And thank you so much for those stars, everybody. Okay, we're heading over to Rumble. We're heading over to Rumble. Okay, join us over to Rumble. Join us over on Rumble. We'll see you over there. All right, cool. And we see we ended it on Facebook. You're going to end it on YouTube now? Have you done it?
Yep.
All right, cool. You know, we got to end it on those platforms. And everyone that's on Rumble, you understand. You understand. I mean, you really do. Oh, so I have a
Rumble, though. Huh? A Rumble rant.
Awesome. Hey, hit the thumbs up. Turn that green. We had a Rumble rant. JD's awesome. JD, he's been supporting me for a good thing. Actually, JD has become a, if I'm not mistaken, JD was the first one that actually became a sponsor of my channel as well. JD says, thank you, Will. Thank you for all you do, Will, and your team are awesome. Thank you for all. Thank you to Shannon from JD and Baby Steps.
Thank you, JD. Well, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And hit the thumbs up, everybody. Hit the thumbs up, please. Because you hit the thumbs up, it helps out with the algorithms in Rumble, and it makes a real difference. Okay, let me get to this first video before we run out of time here. We get to this first video that actually shows the tyrannical left how they are. Now, you remember what happened in Nashville? This guy here, he was one of the legislators that was leading the charge for the insurrection in Nashville, Tennessee. It was Nashville, Tennessee. Remember that? This was after the instance with the trans terrorists. We're not live on Facebook, right? Or YouTube, right? Then make sure, because man, these trans terrorists are crazy. I want y'all to listen to this. This is a video that came to surface, and I'm not exactly sure when this came to surface, but this is a video with the liberal terrorists talking about what he believed God is and how God is in the mix with their demonic stuff. And I've told people so many times in the past how they are trying to change Christianity. I've said it so many times. Listen to this.
Jesus is black. We could also say Jesus is gay and any other identity being humiliated. One of my students, Jacqueline Grant, said Jesus is a black woman, and she is right. Jesus is a way of talking about God's solidarity with people who are hurt and despised. This is Reverend Dr. James Cone, the father of black liberation theology. And this is in his final book. Said I wasn't going to tell.
You hear this? How demonic can you be? And the left, they're like champion behind this dude. Like this dude is really, really something. Like he's really strong. Right? Now we have this one here. And listen to this one. Because you talk about the demonicness in the left. How many of y'all have been watching my videos and y'all constantly heard me saying that they're trying to change what it is to be a Christian? How many of y'all heard me say this? Last night, I talked about this briefly. And here it is.
Well, y'all, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord with you this morning. Would you mind going ahead and praying with me now, Mother God?
You hear this? So who is he praying to? Look, we're in the United States of America. If you want to have whoever you want to pray to, that's the thing about the United States of America. But he is trying to suggest God, Jesus, is a woman.
Creator God, loving God, holy God, take this your servant made from dust and connect it with the raw materials of stardust to speak in this moment, to say something that brings forward the word you placed into my heart. I accept my unworthiness for such a task as bold as this, and I seek your guidance as you use me and speak through me. To the ancestor preachers who made sermons from hymns, moans, and groans, and spirituals from the bondage of slavery, speak now through this your descendant.
I mean, really? This dude goes on here and he's talking about Mother of God. I mean, what? And you know what? The left, no one on the left corrects them. Not a single one. Even those that say, no, God is, Jesus was not a female. Jesus, God is not trans. Not a single one of them speak out against this. Not a single one. And then you have this. This is connected to that video where he was trying to sound like Martin Luther King. He's trying to sound like Martin Luther King, like he's trying to rally the people. But this also shows him making the comparisons of himself to Christ. You know, I talked about this last night. Here's the proof of it. He talked about himself as if he was being crucified, but instead of he's saying crucified, he's saying lynched. And he says that Jesus was a black man. Jesus was not black. He wasn't Asian. He wasn't Hispanic. He wasn't white. He came from Israel, from Jerusalem. They hated the man. And he's trying to compare himself. And then they get mad at us when we acknowledge that they persecuted President Trump for something that he didn't do right before Passover. And I said, how dare you make the connection of President Trump and Christ? And these are the same people that reject Christ. Same people. But then they don't want you to make the comparison with Trump as if we were doing that. And I always say Trump is just a man. To be clear, I always put that out there.
Friday, the government decided that my savior, Jesus, a man that was innocent.
See, now he says a man. See, another one, he says Jesus was a woman. Now he's saying a man.
Of all crimes except fighting for the poor, fighting for the marginalized, fighting for the LGBTQ community, fighting for those who are single mothers, fighting for those who are ostracized, fighting for those pushed to the periphery. My savior, my black Jesus.
You hear this? My savior, my black Jesus. And no one there is correcting them because they're all racist, hateful bigots. That's what it is right there. Yes, black people can be racist. And I can say that here in Rumble. I like Rumble. I really do. If you hadn't hit the thumbs up, please hit the thumbs up. I like Rumble. Show me you like Rumble too. Because you like if you like the fact that I'm saying here and I'm talking about these evil racist people, hit the thumbs up.
He was lynched by the government on Friday.
Listen to this.
And they thought that all hope had been lost. All the outside, it rained and it thundered and everybody said everything was over. And it was some black women who stood at the cross. It was some black women who watched what the government did to that boy named Jesus. They were witnesses, as you have been witnesses to what is happening in the anti-democratic state of Tennessee. They were witnesses.
You hear this? So, Shannon, is he not comparing himself? Is he not comparing himself? Did I miss something there?
Yeah, totally. I mean,
he's straight up comparing himself, right?
It irritates me too, because it doesn't even matter what color Jesus was. What matters is he came to take our place on the cross. And I don't care what color he was. But
what matters is what he did for us. That's what matters. And you always have the left. They're always trying to say what somebody is, what somebody's not.
But I see what you're saying. Because they get mad when we say Trump is being, you know, basically crucified.
They were persecuting him for something that is not even, if he did it, was not illegal in the state of New York.
But then you have a Democrat just standing at the pulpit almost doing the same thing.
Well, he's actually calling himself that. But he said instead of crucified, he's saying he's being lynched.
Yeah, because he says the government did this to me on Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's trying to make the comparison, but not a single one of the demons correct him, right? Because they like what he's saying. They like what he's saying. Now, how I'm telling y'all, how they're trying to change what it is to be a Christian. Look at this video here. This lady, she is suing the school that her child was going to because the school was transitioning her biological daughter into a male and didn't even tell her. They didn't even tell her that they were coaching her daughter to become a male. And what's really disgusting is that you have some people that call themselves Christians and they're going along with the whole sodomy. They're going along with it. Come on, well, you know, these are really nice people. They're all loving. They're compassionate. We need to love them. We need to learn to get along with them. They're not mean people. They're just trying to sexualize our children. I just want to know about it when they do it.
Hi, for those that don't know me, my name is Aurora Regino, and I am the mother that filed a lawsuit in federal court against Chico Unified for transitioning my daughter without my knowledge. I'm here today to tell my story so parents and the public know what is going on in our schools. Last year, my 11-year-old daughter was in elementary school here at Chico Unified, and her elementary school transitioned her from female to male behind my back. Shortly before this happened, my father had recently passed away, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. My daughter was distressed and began questioning her sexuality, so she decided to reach out to a wellness counselor at her elementary school.
At least she's still referring to her daughter as she and her, right? She was... Right. She not necessarily because of the pronoun, but just because she's not saying her name. Like I said, she's not saying her name. Right. She's still referring to her daughter as she instead of him.
The day my daughter shared her guidance counselor that she felt like a boy, the counselor immediately affirmed this new identity. From then on, the counselor continued to have one-on-one meetings with my daughter without my knowledge. During one of those one-on-one meetings, my daughter told the counselor she wanted to tell me about her new identity. The counselor ignored her requests and did nothing to support her in letting me know what was going on at school. Throughout her transition, my daughter changed very quickly, was bullied, and as a result, was very unhappy. And because her school kept this transition a secret from me, she was on her own.
So she got bullied because of the counselor at the school transitioning her daughter to try to be a boy and getting bullied. And then after they did this, they just kicked her to the curb.
I'm a busy working mother, just like the rest of you. Before this happened to our family, I would have not believed this was going on in our schools, especially at the elementary level. I want everyone to know I...
Now, this is the part that becomes where it's just like a complete 360. Or I guess in this case, 180. Complete goes the opposite way. And you know what it is? These people are okay with sodomy, where people live in a homosexual lifestyle. And they even support it until it comes to their door and smacks them in the face with it. They did this to her daughter, and now she's upset. It's like she's upset because I wasn't part of the transition.
Understand that I want everyone to understand that I want a space for our LGBTQ and trans community members to feel safe and supported. But the policy currently in place at Chico Unified has been damaging to our family. And I am not up here talking about what could happen if you continue this policy. I am up here telling you what did happen to our family.
Right? What happened? Why would you support an organization or any entity that wants to sexualize your children and take your daughter and tell your daughter she's now a boy and don't inform you about it? And then what's really disturbing to me is that I wasn't part of it, so now I'm upset.
Well, and you know what? This is what we've been talking about with the liberals the whole time. We're saying that they're not just coming for us.
No.
They're coming for all of us.
Yes.
They literally said, you as a parent have no right. They don't care that you agree with them and that you align with their ideology. They're saying that we don't care about your rights as a parent. We are going to surpass you, sidestep you, and you don't have a right to know what's going on with your own child. But yet, if your child does something wrong, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you are a parent, should be more accountable for your child.
I know, dude.
It's a crazy world.
I mean, yeah.
The liberals don't make sense.
You know what? None of them make sense.
And the sad thing is she literally, one of her biggest problems too, is after they helped her daughter transition, they dropped her.
Yeah, they kicked her to the curb.
Yeah, and she was left bullying.
They kicked
her
to the
curb.
She was
broken.
And you know what?
And
if you try to transition back, we're most definitely not going to help you. You know, because we talked about it before. In the state of California, they had people trying to transition back because they were looking for conversion therapy to go back to being who they are, who they actually are. And people were struggling with it. And the state of California wanted to outlaw it. They want to outlaw books to help people, counselors, anybody. They want to put them in jail. How dare you want to help this little girl be a little girl? How dare you? This is a sick, demonic world. The spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. You don't believe me? Look at this one. Look how demonic this is. This again, with them trying to change what it is to be Christian, and then they don't like the fact. Let me put it this way. I went to an event, and we're outside, and there's a whole bunch of street preachers. No one's holding the Trump sign or anything. And then all of a sudden, they come up playing a song, F Donald Trump. And they're talking about F Trump, screaming F Trump. And no one has on their Trump sign, but they make the connection. They make the association with President Trump and Christianity because they know Christians support President Trump. They know Christians don't support this demonic stuff that you see here.
I find myself kind of laughing this morning, not because of the great comedic jokes of many of our faith leaders, but I find myself laughing at the GOP. I find myself laughing at right-wingers, bigots, transphobes, homophobes, biphobes alike, who think that they have understood God as only theirs for belonging. I find myself laughing at them today because they feel like they can limit what God's power is. They can limit where God is and is not. And I find the most funny out of this is the fact that the institutions that they've created to ostracize and marginalize people pales in comparison to the history of trans people in human history. Amen. They do not compare. Those institutions will fall if they don't acknowledge that trans history is human history.
Amen. Yes.
I come from two faith traditions, Hinduism and Sikhism, who acknowledge the interconnectedness of the human experience to all of creation.
Yeah. But you hear this? You hear this? And talking about the GOP, this dude is sick. I think that's a dude. That's a woman? I don't even know. I can't even tell. This is disgusting. Okay, before we run out of time here, let's go to this one. This was... I still don't know what this day was. They were calling this like the Trans Awareness Day or something like that. Trans Conforming Day or something like that. Trans Coming Out Day. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't the Trans Day of Vengeance because someone thought it was that, but they did have that. But it wasn't that. It was something else because Karine Jean-Pierre and all of them were celebrating. They were all happy about it. But listen to this. This is, again, them trying to change what it is to be a Christian. And this is, I'm telling y'all, you're going to be persecuted if you actually believe in Christ. The Antichrist spirit is alive and well. What did you think it would look like in the last
day? We need to be the voice of justice.
Yes.
And allow the transfigured light of Christ to shine through.
Amen.
Some weeks ago, Christian churches celebrated transfiguration when the very light of Christ shone through. His human self took a step back and his divine self stepped forward. Trans people are transfigured people. Their inner beauty shines through to let themselves be who they are. As God created them.
As God created them. Are you kidding me? They're encouraging these children not to be the way God created them. This is 100% sick. 100% sick. God didn't create them to be this way. They're confused. They're going against what God said. Get him off the screen. Now, this is one more last thing, if I can, before we run out of time here. This last one. I want y'all to listen to this because they're singing. Listen to this.
We are a gay and lesbian people, and we are singing. Singing for our life. When Holly Lear wrote this song, the first verse she wrote was, we are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our lives. Gentle, angry people.
Make it make sense. My goodness. My goodness, this is insane. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. We're just at the end here. Look, please, uniteamericafirst.com. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm asking God's people, support me today, UniteAmericaFirst.com. And also, my website, I have new t-shirts on my website. You know, I do a show called Culture Wars, and I have a t-shirt on there that says Culture Warrior and another one that says Culture Wars. Please go to my website. You can use promo code UAF10 to get 10% off. UAF10 to get 10% off. And I will be here consistently live here on Facebook and Rumble and YouTube Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central. This will re-air, of course, on Lindell TV. But please, please, please set your mobile device, set your phone to tune in Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central with Will Johnson. That way you don't have to worry about the notification. You set your own notification and then you get to turn it off. You don't have to worry about them doing it. Right? So set it on your phone, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday with Will Johnson. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Please, please, please consider subscribing and hit that thumbs up. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite1.
Unite1. Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. One, improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. Two, enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. Three, promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.